Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Top of the 1 o'clock hour here on Overtime. DOC on a hot microphone. K9 community chomping at the bit. Max, working on some new deals in life, and he's wagering. He's doing well. He's composed. You're calm, Max. I thought you'd be a wreck today.
I sounded nervous at the beginning of the show.
But you kind of calmed down, though.
Well, I've had some callers, kind of calm me down. I kept telling them I was nervous. They allayed my fears, but I'm still excited for tomorrow. But, I mean, I'm going in cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Lattimore news was good.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, it's still a mystery.
Yeah, because hamstring
is
always...
I have a philosophy is that if you didn't play the week before, I don't count you in until halftime of the game. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Your presence does not assure me anything until I see you for half.
Yeah, I get that.
Because it's fool's gold. You know, you run in there just because somebody's on paper. You don't beat nobody on paper. You beat him in the game. And because it's not fair to him to put him in against the stiffest competition when he hadn't had practice. He's coming off an ailment. Only a fool would think that's an advantage. And so it's gutsy. And then I always keep thinking that, well, it's do or die. You can't save him. He's got to. Got to go. Worst thing happens. It's just not a good proposition. That'd be different if he's just going to come in on nickel or, he's not. That's not what I've heard. He's going to play. But again, they wouldn't let him come out there if they didn't think he could do it. That wouldn't be good on their part. So it's going to be interesting. And they got a history and, it'd be fun. Another one of those points. But if we don't stop that run game, want to force them to throw, it's really not going to matter. I wanted to get your take on it. And don't forget, we will have he's not going to be in a great mood because his Longhorns didn't get the job done. But Derek Dockery is going to join us 2 o'clock hour. What do you think about the all-pro team? Let's start the quarterback position. Who did you think would be first team all-pro?
It was Josh, wasn't it?
At the quarterback.
It was Josh, right? Or was Josh second team?
No, it wasn't Josh.
It's Lamar, then, is who it should be.
No doubt.
But, yeah, that's my first team. Like, Lamar, he deserves the MVP if we're going to sit here and tell our truths because he's just had a better season than Josh. Like, I understand Josh has not had as much help. But if you just look at the pure numbers, Lamar is 1-1. He's performed by far the best out of any quarterback, and I think it's put up or shut up time for the Ravens. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes in the playoffs, but especially tonight, because Steelers have always played him pretty well, and he's never really done that great against the Steelers. So, we'll see how Lamar goes. But he was my first team All-Pro. I mean, he deserves it, absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no. You know, it's one of these things I take a look at every year, and I go, if you're a playoff team, shows you how good your team around you. This is not players, it's team. And your quarterback's not on it. Your running back's not on it. Your fullback. I mean, the Ravens got two right there. Brock Bowers, give him, he's a rookie, first team.
Very impressive.
Man, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hardest position to make it to me is wide receiver. Because there's so many freaks.
Wide
out.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. The third wide receiver on this All-Pro team, I don't know if he should be first-team All-Pro. I just don't know. I don't know if Amon-Ra should be on my... I don't know if he should be first-team.
How many Lions games have you watched this year?
I've watched most of them. Is they're all on primetime anyway. They're always the game of the week or prime. I'm always watching the Lions games. He gets it done. But,
bad boy.
He's good. Very good. I'm not going to doubt that. I feel like, I don't know, man. Terry's had a pretty damn good year. And
No.
I'm going to be a homer about it.
You know what? Terry's in the, they're similar players. I'm with you. I know where you're going. They do it all. They're strong, physical. He's doing that with the biggest target on their back. Because they're the Lions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Biggest target. Defense depleted and still biggest target, going for it with more fourth downs than anybody on the planet, biggest target. The dude is a freak. But all of them are. So is Terry. But this is first team. But we haven't even gotten to the most important part yet. Two areas that we want to be recognized at. And we'll see one. Worst, left tackle for the Bucks. First team. So in a game that we're playing, who is on this list that we're going against? Well, there's one. We got two Chiefs, a Bronco, and a Lion. Two Lions we've already mentioned. What comes in, what's frequently associated with this, these names? Well, first of all, we got nobody on it. That's something you want to change because teams that have these people on it, they end up winning more than others. Now, the position of all positions is defense. Rush. How much is Myles Garrett worth?
You know, you bring up a good question because his name's going to get bounced around a lot this offseason for a lot of teams. And I hope we're in on those sweepstakes because Lord knows we need it.
Oh, to me, he's a crown jewel.
Absolutely.
Crown jewel. People say, what's the answer to your prayers? Not everybody's the answer to your prayers, but that dude.
He is.
And then Surtain, Stingley. I mean, corners. Because our solution to me is rush in corner. If you're thinking big picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to think that Humphreys with the Ravens, just to think about that, you passed on him. Not to dig up the pass.
Well,
but it irritates the hell out of me.
I understand.
Every time I see his name and thinking he should have been in burgundy and gold, yeah, but nevertheless. And then guess who were the kicker? You know, Lions again, Jack Fox. It's amazing how many of the really good teams, they never get shut out in this category. So it becomes players or scheme. Yeah, player and scheme. But I always find that it's interesting. Interesting. And then when Derrick Henry is second team, you just go, well, who the hell was first? Well, oh, yeah. Saquon. Okay.
Yeah. 2,200
yards.
That's
what I start thinking. When George Kittle is second team, I go, well, who the hell? Okay. And then Mulata, for the Eagles, another tower of power, another lion. Oregano. Okay, another Lions. There's two Lions. Then Lane Johnson, Eagles. So you start hearing, once again, where are these people coming from? Teams that win a lot of games. Henry, Bill, Josh, Usek, Little. So that's what winners and good players. And then you get on defense, and then the highlight comes up. Frankie Louvu. Bobby Wagner. Commanders. Bet you didn't think you were going to hear that one, did you?
Well, Bobby, yeah. Frankie, I'm quite impressed by. Because like he's been flying around all season, and kind of towards the back half, he's fallen off a little bit. But that's because I think teams are starting to game plan.
The more attention that comes to you.
Correct.
Yeah, the harder the challenge. You need your teammates doing it. And Eckler. So the fact that you get, as a return guy on second team, or you get Eckler, you got three Commanders. Four with Terry. That is unbelievable. I'm not talking about all league. We're talking about all pro.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop this now. This machine is off and running. It is off and running. Jonesy has been real patient, but canines are disciplined. So I had no doubt in my mind. What up, player?
Right. Hey, look, we are disciplined as canines, and we got to even be a little patient, even when the wrong people are on the radio. But when you got the keeper of the canines on the radio, man, everything is set up right. The sun is out. The snow is melting. Hey, man, it's not even cold out here. So I can't ask for no more than that. But here's what I want to say. And I was telling Mad Max just a while ago, here's one of the reasons why this should give you a little confidence. See, in the first game, those guys were all brand spanking new on the defense and offense, too. They never really played together. And I don't really call those preseason games playing together because, what, you play for maybe a quarter, you may pull a few plays here and there, and then you're taken out. You can't get no cohesion there. You have to play some serious games, which they have played 16 of those serious games, and this is what's different. Now they play together. So now we're going to see a difference in this playoff game coming up tomorrow night. I am highly confident that the defense will step up, get some takeaways, frustrate Baker Mayfield, because that's key too. You frustrate him, you give yourself just one more extra chance to win in this game. I believe we can do that. On the opposite side of the ball, our offense, yes indeed, J.D. Fogg going to do his thing. And I've been hearing all week from every radio station, even 105.7, the Fan, Vinny Serrato said. Now, when I said that, I mean, he made me cough up my morning coffee when I'm hearing this guy. And trust me, I was forced to listen to him because I know he don't listen to him. He said, if JD5 has the ball last, the Commanders will win the game. You know what? Out of all the times I've ever listened to that guy, I never believed a word he said. That's
when
I could go with.
Yeah, he's got a unique skill set.
Indeed.
He really does.
Yes, indeed.
He really does.
So I'm going with high confidence that we're going to get this game tomorrow night. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow night if you're on.
I'll be on. Yeah, that's the plan. And I do anticipate a victorious post-game Burgundy and Gold post-game show, the youngest in charge. I mean, how can I lose? I mean, we're fortifying. You know what we're doing? We're fortifying this program, getting ready for the long haul.
Yes, sir.
We're bringing in reinforcements because we're going the distance.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, when you bring in the youngest in charge with Toby, man, that's all good. So I just think that it's so encouraging that we used to be talking hockey right now or just college. We got college games going on, and we've just experienced some outstanding competition, and yet we're all on one game. our game.
Yes, sir.
And we're in it. And we just announced the all-pro team. And we've got multiple players involved.
Return the glory.
Yeah, return the glory, man. It is it.
Return the glory. This is what
it is. It. Appreciate you, man. Jonesy, keep up. K-9, brother, sergeant at arms. My man, always count on him to make sure that we're in order. Max, it's a smooth operation. Max, I don't think I got a chance to talk to you about did you pass the shoveling criteria order that I put out? Did you do your thing?
What do you mean? Elaborate.
How much shoveling did you do, Max?
Oh, plenty, man. Plenty. With all this snow on the ground, I had to shovel my car out today. Before I even came here, I had to shovel my car out.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. We want to make sure that we didn't get no people that were delinquent or checked out or, you know, falsified the list and didn't do what they were supposed to do. I thought we'd do something just for old time's sakes. For hell, the past 15 years, I can't remember when the last time we haven't done it. We've had no discussion about the NFL draft order. Ain't that amazing?
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
I mean, just think about it. We don't even care. We don't even discuss it. So refreshing. We've had no discussion about the NFL top prospects. Nothing. Nothing.
It's freeing.
It's unbelievable. The quarterback deal, the Travis, I mean, I don't think it, thank goodness it's not a year ago, and we were dealing with these selections. I'd be throwing up in my mouth.
Yeah, I would not be too pleased, especially if
we were
quarterback starved. Oh, no. Boy.
No, no, I'd drive down the road. I'd drive a few hundred miles to go get Austin Gentry. But other than that, and Abdul Carter out of Penn State.
Man, he might be the best player in the draft.
Yeah, Jalon Walker. Ooh. You know some guys I can look at. Pace, that young man out of Tennessee, the Volunteers. Love him. I need me a Gila monster coming off the edge. Mikael Williams. I need me a dude or since we have a few minutes before break, I am seriously got my eye on the big fella in Cleveland. If I got cap space money, let me go crazy now and go hypothetical. Let me do a Shin. My hypothetical would be I'm pushing all my chips in. Cleveland, you need draft capital. You need players. I got you. But I'm taking the big fella with me. Think about that. 1-800-636-1067. But don't respond to it now, because we got business to handle. And we got an opponent. We got somebody that's trying to end our season. Imagine that. Tampa Bay is trying to end our season. I just can imagine what Doug, Brother Williams, making a trip back to Tampa, going down as icon, legend. They'll be booing. Because, I mean, he coming in that joint as an elected, one of the heroes and captains, and it's crazy down there. Believe it or not, man, it's a hell of a football atmosphere. They do it right, and this is going to be some form of battle. Stay with us. 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to tap in. And, you know, we'll keep the ball rolling. We are back from the night of the living dead.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Overtime, DOC and Max with you in here today before playoffs, man. We're back. Back at it, hopefully back for the next decade to where it becomes an annual right to go back and to celebrate, to be in this competition. College football made a good move. It wasn't perfect. But, man, watching the Irish, the Lions, Longhorns, the Buckeyes, I mean, it's been just a blast. Jason, out in Arlington, thank you for being patient.
Hey, welcome. Notorious DOC, hail to the W.
Hail to the W, baby.
I'm calling you live and direct from Gate K9 at Baltimore Washington International. Actually, I'm in line to board my flight right now.
Beautiful, beautiful.
This is my Christmas. I got my Daryl Green jersey on. I couldn't sleep last night. I was rewatching the Falcons game, the Eagles game. If you would have told me in this past summer that, you know, come January, I'd be flying to Tampa, go cheer on a 12-win season with three of my best friends from college flying across the country to meet me there, I would have said you're crazy, but I couldn't be more excited. I've been waiting a long time for this. I'm 35, you know. I mean, I guess I kind of felt this when we played Seattle with RG3, but, you know, this is just totally different. Yes, we'll be section 125, three rows back. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, you earned it, man. Nobody gave it to you. You earned it. So reap the benefits of it, man. And
it's in my
go
blood,
hard.
Man.
That's all I'm going to say. Go hard.
I went to high school with Daryl Green's son. He coached my freshman football team. You know, my family had season tickets back at RFK. Yeah, I got my Daryl Green jersey, my Joe Gibbs Script R hat on. Boarding the flight now, Doc. We're going to be representing.
Love that Script R. Hey, man, hail to the W. Be safe.
Yeah, I'll let you know on the post-game show.
Talk to you on Burgundy and Gold post-game live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Make sure you get in. We'll make sure to get you right to the top.
Yeah, I'll give you the report.
All right, Jason. Thank you for that. Yep. Waldorf, our next stop. Thomas, welcome to Overtime.
Doc,
yes,
how
sir?
You doing?
Better than ever.
Good. Back in 1995, I'm going to share this with you. I worked at the Air and Space Museum, the IMAX Theater, and you shook my hand. I was so excited, but I'm going to tell you, you broke every bone in my hand, brother. That man stressed.
Blame Dexter Manley for that. Dexter taught us all that if you don't get a good grip, you'll get your hand broken.
Every time I shake somebody's hand there, I try to dislocate every knuckle.
That's
but
right.
I want to tell you, from your last segment, I love our running back room, but I would love to see Scatterboo in our backfield.
Mm.
I think, you know, in watching him, man, he reminds me of a young John Riggins. What do you think about that?
Yeah. He's going to go, God knows where it's going to go. The beauty about having competent people in position like we do now, I don't even put my GM hat on anymore. I locked it away.
Right.
And we spent so much time trying to guess and do the work of those that we were paying to do the job that were borderline illiterate. Now we've got people in that know how to do the job. They'll figure it out. Well, I won't even insult them by giving my opinion because I'm not qualified. I've watched him in some games. I like his style, but they know it much better than I do because they know the most important thing. I got to know the person.
I agree.
We have blown it over the year, decades, picking people based on their skill. No, I got to know who the hell you are.
Right.
Because I cannot afford to bring a Huxtable over here and have him lose his mind on social media or get caught up on trying to be a celebrity or being a newscast. No, dude, play the damn game. Do job one first. Once we win, we can all get a little slice of the pie. But unless we will become champions, we've done nothing. Nothing.
There you go. Absolutely. Thank you, Doc, for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. So I'm not, your highlights don't mean nothing to me. I need to know, can I trust you at night after bid check? Are you in this to become a champion? Or you just want to go out and get some rims? See, I've been faked out before. No more of that. No more Huxtables. Let me hear for just 1 second. You had air conditioning in your house. I don't want you. No more Huxtables. Mike in Gaithersburg.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. First time calling. Yes, sir. And I put it to you like this. McLaurin and I shared the same birthday, September 15th. I was there when he beat my Giants and everything else. But I had predicted that Jaden Daniels and the Redskins, I thought they'd win the division. I didn't expect them to get Saquon Barkley. That's how long before I predicted that Jaden Daniels and everything else. They'll win the first game. They'll trail a little bit. And the reason why I had predicted that already is when they made the trade for the cornerback from New Orleans, sir, and everything else. Cause I like the thing. I'm not a Redskins fan, and I hope it never goes back to the days. No disrespect, sir, when everything was about the Redskins. I remember when Dal Green broke his forearm, then, man, they said that, and then they're like, in other news, the president got shot. Like, nothing else mattered in D.C. except D.C. and everything else, sir. And that's why I knew, you know, and that's why I expect them to, you know, they're going to lose in the second round and everything else, but they're going to go in the first round. I knew Jaden Daniels. I predicted it last time. It was when they ended up getting RG3, and I knew that, what's his name, Russell Wilson was the best quarterback, and I knew Cousins was good, sir. Every once in a while, when I pay attention to college football and everything else, I could predict who's going to be a great player and who's not. And like you said, it's all about the ethics and everything else, because if you need to be motivated to play something that's supposed to be fun, nobody can make you be great at it.
Amen. I appreciate that, man. Well, good deal. We got to get to a quick break when we come back. We do have a celebrity to be on the line, if this is true, and not somebody impersonating the rally captain. Stay with us. Welcome back. Overtime. Rick Doc Walker on a hot microphone. MAX in control. Again, I feel guilty because AWOD gives me such a dominant lead in this relay following him. I mean, it's just almost impossible to fail. And then Max coming off a winning night. I was watching some crushing UFC action last night. I still say the Ultimate Gladiator event. I mean, the submission holds in that sport are just, it's amazing. Reckless. Could you ever see yourself in a UFC environment?
Hell no. Are you kidding me? No. Oh, God. I'd get, oh, man. Every bone in my body would turn to dust.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I didn't always love it, but I do now. I mean, because I love anything that I just think is, that if I believe is fake proof.
Yeah.
I mean, these blows and kicks and knees and elbows and good God, and the grapplers to get you in the corners and start cutting off your oxygen. And I'm thinking, man, you're talking about barbaric. Anyway, we promised you celebrity right before we went to break, and we're honored. He must be in line, you know, because he's got a multitude of businesses. He's an entrepreneur, and he is gracious us with his talent and his huge audience. Rally Captain, are you in Tampa or on your way to Tampa?
Doc, I am in Tampa. Are you kidding me? I got
here. I know
you're
running an enterprise, so I just want to make sure.
Yes, indeed. I am the captain of the ship, so I have to get down here to get the troops prepared for this glorious event that's going to take place on the main stage of the NFL, the 8 o'clock game tomorrow in Tampa, and I am here with the troops. And let me tell you something, Doc. There are so many Commanders fans that are already here and more that are on their way.
What's up, bud?
This evening as well as tomorrow morning.
Wow. Man, that's the one thing I miss about it is miss the interaction with our base that makes the ultimate sacrifice because they travel, and they travel on their own. They're not sponsored by the organization. This is their commitment to excellence in supporting the Burgundy and Gold. And a lot of people sacrifice family vacations for their Burgundy and Gold family. And I never forgot that. That's no short order. And I honor you guys because I realize the sacrifice. And you can't predict the weather you get. You can't predict any of it. You just got to deal with it. And so what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me it's going to be a close one. It's going to be a close one in 3 to 6 points. That's in favor of the Burgundy and Gold. That's what my gut tells me. We have a history. The NFC East has a history of coming down here and losing. We do. Yeah. We just do. Now, we won back in the day. But as of late, the NFC East has a hard time coming to Raymond James and winning. So we're going to do something that they say can't be done. And we're going to go ahead and get this dub tomorrow. But, Doc, let me tell you, for everybody who is coming down here who may not know or has not heard of the rally that we are having today at 5 o'clock at Muggs Sports Bar and Grill. And it's
Muggs.
At 13 Muggs Sports Bar and Grill. And that's at 13563 Icott Boulevard. And it's in Clearwater. Now, before everybody says in Clearwater, yes, Clearwater. It's only a 20-minute drive from Tampa. We're going to have JD5's mom, a couple other celebrities, Channel 5 News is going to be down here. Doc, we are doing it. And let me not forget, Doc, you said something that brings back memories. I remember when you were doing the play-by-play on the radio, and I would see you on the field, and we talking 2012. I mean, that's when I started really going to games in 2012. And for everybody that does not know, I have not missed a game, home or away, since 2014.
Amen.
Now, we don't count COVID. We don't count that year.
No.
We don't count that year. But since 2014, I have not missed a home or away game. And I'm here to tell you that I bleed Burgundy and Gold. And you know I do.
Oh, I know you do. No, it's real. And shout out to G from the shop, man. He wants you to know that he got you back. He's covering everything. He on the home front. So you go do BU. We'll get the word out. 13563 Icott Boulevard, Clearwater. Get out there for a 5 o'clock rally with the rally captain, and hail to the W.
Hail to the W. You rep it hard, or you don't rep it at all. Rally captain, and I'm out.
My man. Appreciate your support, brother. And go out and get that W. I missed that, but I know it's still there. Nothing lasts forever, so you just support. That's what we do. We support. How lucky are we, man? And it all started with AWOD. I mean, when you get a good start, a relay team is all about coming out the blocks. And this brother in Richmond, he was flying out of the blocks this morning. I'm coming around that curb, and by the time I pass this bad boy off today, is it the youngest in charge?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. It might be world record set here today. It could be. It could be that wild. Because that's how I'm feeling. Like right now, I'm gliding. I'm that smooth right now. Feeling that I'm hitting peak speed. We got great content, and we haven't even shifted yet. We finna get shifting because we about to talk defense. Because that's where it's coming up. Because we got some people that are making some claims that they're about to have the best game they've had. They've been in burgundy and gold. And that's really what it's going to take. All BSing. Our defense has got to give us an opportunity. They got to hold serve. They got to come out here stronger than ever. And if they do that, MAX, I mean, I think we got, because don't discount Mac. You know, I'm a Baker guy. I love this brother, man, because he's like a junkyard dog. You count him out, Baker's like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
He just keeps coming back.
Yeah, I counted him out, and then he went to L.A. and turned it all around.
No. He's a dog. When he planted that flag in Columbus, Ohio, what more did you need to see? He's a flat-out dog.
It's true.
We're going to separate right now, but we're not going away forever. But those of you that are making a different move, man, we got nothing but love for you, man. And we just keep rolling.
No, you will not hear me say the word rebuild at all. This is a recalibrate.
You may not have believed, but we did.
The burgundy and gold is back out everywhere you look around D.C.
New faces, new attitude. Earning it every step of the way.
The way that this kid is playing and with the pieces he has around him, I like what I see.
Anytime, anywhere, anytime.
I got my dog with you today. Yeah. My dog ready to eat today.
Yeah. Ain't no better night than today, bro. The lights are the brightest. The stars come out.
Off from the hood, versus his deer. I'll take art any day.
Hey, you got to earn the right to win today.
Playoffs are here, and so are we. Rock them here like they haven't seen in a couple of decades.
Show right now, it is the Commanders' offense and the Commanders in a whole.
It's our time.
Our time!
Love the hype video, and rightfully so. See, you can do hype videos when you've got Eckler, Luvu, Wagner, McLaren, and company going to the name to the what? All pro. You've got verified, you got rookie of the year candidate, if not the rookie of the year. You have legitimate people qualified for positions, your staff, and all of us at some point or time questioned people selected. That's if you're going to keep it real. If you're going to lie because you're on, you're blind, and you're, you know, this is like you're on the dark web, social media, you can't, you can put a avatar up. You don't have to even disclose who you are. It's part of the popularity is that you can hide behind it. I call it hiding. If not, you put your real face up and you let people know who you are. If you're not, then you go hide, and then you get confidence, bravado. You get to say things you don't have the guts to say in person. So you get behind the avatar and you say it. Okay, cool, whatever. This team is not hiding. It's nowhere near it, where it will be in 3 years. But I hope 3 years from now it has the same attitude it has now. Even when it improves its players, I hope it still has that unity that it has now. This team fights as one. And going down to Tampa, which not an easy place to win. I'm so proud of them for naming Doug Williams as one of the honorary captains. Doug is a savage. This brother, man, what he's had to endure. You like him because he hasn't complained. He's taking it good. Y'all love it when dude gets abused and never says a word about it. That makes you, a lot of you, happy. Dude is, he's a gift. And the way they treated him in Tampa, some of those people, and that was ignorance. And a lot of those people have probably forgiven, been forgiven, and should be forgiven for their ignorance. But he never, ever allows it to change who he is. So there's a lot of incentive. I mean, you know, being a number one pick, coming out of Grambling and the things they called him. I was there for a lot of those things, man. It was just, it's inhumane. But our country has developed a lot further now. Circumstances are different. I don't think a lot has changed, to be honest with you, but the circumstances are different. So this is a lot on the table down in Tampa. And Tampa has a history, man. And Tony Dungy went down there. And Tony, classmate of mine, man. We came out together. I loved, I've known this brother since college, man. And he's a powerful man. So our history down there in Tampa, it's something, man. Proud to see B. Mitch and company, the fellas down there, man. They've got history there. So having the rally captain join us, that was big. That was big. And you know what? He's not alone down there now. You know Tailgate Ted down there. Road Warrior down there. Hog Farmers, they down there. We travel, man. We travel. A wild pack of animals. And so I never laugh at Fly Eagles Fly, because we had a song too. You ever used to think that was corny, Max, when you heard Hail
to the Redskins?
Hail to the Skins?
No.
Did you think it was corny?
Heavens, no. I still listen to it. Like, I'll listen to the playoff game, like that, with the crowd and everything, everybody singing it.
Oh, my God.
It gives me chills every time I listen to it.
Damn right. Damn right, man. Proud of that. They call us collegiate because we were. It was a collegiate atmosphere. And that's what I want to see the return. Part of the return to glory is just really returning to becoming one, a fan base that functions as one. Right now we're splintered. And I understand that. And we will have to work through it. But boy, once we come back to being one, woo-hoo-wee, what a force of nature that's going to be. And this football team has all the potential in the world to lead us into that. We got to wait. That's the thing about these night games. I'm not even excited yet. Because if you get excited right now, you're going to peak too soon. I'm telling you. Get used to these night games with JD5. We're going to be on late a lot.
We might be on early next year.
You think so? Early?
Yeah. My prediction, because international games are always still on the table. I know JP said we're not getting a London game, and I believe him. But NFL Instagram put out a post of like how Brandon Coleman used to grew up in Germany or something like that, or lived in Germany for a little bit. Right. So I'm connecting dots. I think we're going to end up playing like Patrick Mahomes or somebody like that because they're on the schedule. So we're going to play. I have a feeling we're going to play like a Berlin or the Madrid.
We
game
playing
or
the AFC
like
West.
Yeah, dude, we're playing AFC West and I believe the NFC North.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you what. If you that schedule mess around and keep winning, yeah, you really get a different level of canine that's coming at you.
It's gonna be one hell of a schedule next year.
And ain't gonna be no poodles next year. No, seriously. But that's okay. We'll be built for it. That's what we need this offseason for. But that's offseason talk. We got some business at hand.
That's right.
And it's called the Buccaneers. Stay with us as we attack the 2 o'clock. The 2 o'clock hour. And old Longhorn, an old hog, a man who's no stranger to Capitol Hill, Derek Dockery joins us right here on Overtime.